It has been feast or famine water-wise in California. Northern California last week officially set a new record for the wettest year in recorded history after suffering through a drought. Jeff Mount is a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California Water Policy Center, and he joins me. And Jeff, how surprising is it that you've gone from next to no precipitation to setting records?
So I think people need to keep in mind that California is North America's most variable climate. That is our year-to-year variation in precipitation. It's not matched anywhere in North America. So we shouldn't be surprised that we're having wild swings in precipitation. That's the nature of our Mediterranean climate here. The couple of surprises that we had this year was what we had was just a heck of a lot of storms. In a typical year, the majority of our precipitation comes from 7 to 9 storms. So far, my last counting is we've had 17 significant storms.
Wow.
So it's just really extraordinary. We're almost at 200% of average precipitation in Northern California. So for those of us who like to hang around and geek out on the weather, this has been a remarkable year to have that much precipitation and no widespread flooding. Well, we got lucky.
Well, I guess that speaks to the fact that the infrastructure there was able to handle this. Would it be better, though, I mean, or more, maybe more preferable to, instead of going from, you know, 180s to 180 degrees, to sort of have a more consistent, like, this is what we can expect every winter and spring, and this is how we can budget for the amount of precipitation, and this is how much we're going to get, this is how much we're going to use, and not even have to worry maybe about flooding?
So if we were on the East Coast, for example, where you get about the same precipitation every month, and there you can build an infrastructure around that. But in California, we know from long history, from the time the Spaniards arrived here, that we are characterized by boom-bust cycles.
When you go from a bust to a boom, like you have over, you know, from last year to this year, is that in any way predictive of what to expect next year?
You know, this is the one. This is when we've looked at this so much. I just got to tell you, the rainfall in one year is not a predictor of the next. And in fact, we've turned out to be pretty lousy at predictions. you may well remember all the froth that we had over El Nino. I mean, oh my God, last year's El Nino was going to be the big drought buster, and it was, you know, it was going to be exciting, and the predictions we got from the climatologists of record rainfall in Southern California and drought in the Pacific Northwest, oh, such drama. And it turned out to be absolutely the opposite.
When do you have a year like you've had this year where you're setting records in parts of the state for precipitation and all these various storms, does it make it a tougher sell among California residents to A, start thinking about even now conserving water, and B, when maybe next year, if you don't get that much rain and snow, you're really going to have to start conserving more? I mean, is it a tougher sell when it's gray and cloudy and rainy all the time that people still need to conserve water?
Yeah, Steinbeck wrote extensively about the California capacity to forget what it was like. and actually, we jokingly refer to it as the disaster memory half-life, which is very short in California. So yes, it is hard to talk drought preparation when we're trying to get rid of the water, and it's hard to talk flood control when everything is drying up and blowing away.
Does that put more pressure maybe on policymakers to make sure that there are sort of these safeguards in place so that if, you know, residents of a particular part of the state are showering for too long or watering their lawn for too long, there are policies in place to say, hey, we got to knock that off?
Well, this is going to be one of the lasting legacies of this particular drought. I can describe it as simple as lawn shaming. We saw a major cultural shift here in California during the last drought about outdoor use of water. So lawns became the opposite of a status symbol. They were sort of like the Hummer in the neighborhood. You didn't want to be seen driving one. And that had a huge impact on urban water use. And that, we probably won't go back. This is something we found from droughts in the past, is that behavior shifts a certain amount and it doesn't go back to the way it was beforehand.
I'm wondering if you see any parallels or any lessons that California or Californians have learned through their boom-bust cycle, and the most recent one especially, for other states that have been dealing with drought like Arizona. That, are there lessons from a state like California that a state like Arizona could be learning?
Well, it's funny because we always look to the other states for lessons for us here in California. And actually, Arizona's got a fair number of fairly progressive water management approaches, particularly near urban areas, that we've actually adopted. I think that the big issue is the entire Southwest. We are seeing a real heightened awareness in the limitations on our water supply. And we're all in this large, slow adaptation effort that's going on in all of these states. And it isn't just not washing down your driveway with your hose. It's much larger, you know, changing the infrastructure, changing the way we manage it, changing the way agriculture uses water. So we're in a period, I think, of broad, slow, incremental changes in the way we are addressing water. And I think it's not one state, it's all of us together.
Jeff Mount is a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California's Water Policy Center. Jeff, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.